Tonight I am. We're going to learn about the first dibra. What's the first dibra? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otzei Sicha Be'eretz Mitzrayim Ve'Sabadim. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt from a house of slaves. So, what does that first statement tell us? What does the first statement tell us? What does the first statement tell us? That number one, I am Hashem. I am the Creator.
We have to believe that there's a Creator.
Right, He's a Creator, but it's more than that.
He's our God.
What? He's our God, right? Anochi Hashem, right? He's a Creator. We have a relationship with Him. And what about He took you out of Egypt? What do you think? Hello. What do you think? Why do you think we're saying that I am Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt as opposed to I am Hashem your God who what? What else could it have said maybe? Who created the world, right? That's like a famous question. Why do we say that I am Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt as opposed to I am Hashem your God who created the world? So what does that suggest?
I think because it suggests that He wants to have a relationship with us and He cares about us as opposed to we just created the world. He could have moved on.
Right. So in other words, you have The first pasuk, the first dibra. I am Hashem, your God, took you out of Egypt. God is a creator. God has a special relation with the Jewish people, and also that God maybe made Himself known in history to the Jewish people. Right. So I want to try to get back to that at the end of the shiur. So the question is, what does this first statement require from us? I mean, it's a statement. God said, "I am Hashem, your God, took you out of Egypt." So are we supposed to do something with that statement? We're supposed to believe, and why are we supposed to believe it? What does it mean? What should we believe? And why are we supposed to believe this? Or what's the goal of this belief?
That God is our King.
And therefore what?
We have to follow what He said.
Okay. So one way of looking at this, but it's not the only way of looking at this. If you look in the Mechilta, okay, the first source, going to translate everything here. The Mechilta says, "Lo yelachol himachim al panai." You should not have any gods instead of me. Lo manemar. Why do we say this? Lefi shenemar nochi Hashem elokecha. So it says, "I am Hashem your God." Now the Mechilta is going to bring a mashal, a parable. Lemelech basav adam to a king of flesh and blood. Shenichnas lemedina. He comes into his country. Amru lo avadav. His servants say to him, Gizor aleim gzeiros. So a king comes into a new province. His servants say, "You got to make rules. You got to make laws for this new province." Amar lahem. He says to them, "Lav, no, I can't make rules yet because before I make rules, what must the people first do? Kishe yekablu es malchusi gzor aleim gzeiros. What do the people have to first do? Accept God as the king. Accept Him as the king." So she'im malchuse lo yikablu. If they don't accept me as the king, because they won't accept lo yikablu, they're not going to accept my laws. Kachav makom liyisrael. This is what God said to Klal Yisrael. Anochi Hashem lekach. I'm Hashem your God. Lo yeh lehim achim apana. I don't have any other gods. Amar lahem. He said to them, "Ani hu. I am He. Shekibalta malchusi alechem Mitzrayim. That you accept my kingdom on you in Egypt." I'm He. Do you accept my king? That you are accepting my kingship in Egypt? Amrulo king. They said, "Yes, we accept you as our king." And just like you accepted, it's okay. And just like you accepted my kingship on you, you should accept my law. So one way of understanding the first dibra is that we have to have faith that God is our king as a prerequisite to observe the mitzvos, okay? Which kind of raises the following question. Is this a mitzvah or not? You think it's a mitzvah? What's a mitzvah?
Commandment.
It's a commandment to accept His law. So is this a mitzvah? If it's like, accept me as king so that you'll accept my laws, is this a mitzvah?
Yeah, I think so.
So it's interesting. Right, so it's interesting, right? The Ramban here makes the following point. How many mitzvahs are there in the Torah? 613. Where does it say that in the Torah? Doesn't, right? The Gemara in Makos tells us that there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. And a whole bunch of rabbis have a debate as to what they are. And they make lists. The rabbi made a list. And there was the first list, I believe, was from the Bahag. Not the Balach is Gaul. It's not exactly clear who he was. Some say it was Rav Yehudai Gaon. And some say it was, I think, Shimon Kayar, I think. So the Bahag, the Ramban points out that if you look at the Bahag's list of mitzvahs, so you know what mitzvah is not included there? I am Hashem who God took you out of Egypt. The Bahag does not include it as a mitzvah. First of all, this general question, how can you command someone to believe? Which may be another question, but okay. They won't deal with that today. But he says, that near midato shel bal halachos she'ein minyan targi mitzvos ela gezerosav yisav shegazer levlasos o meno shelonasa. What, according to the Bahag, what are mitzvos? Mitzvos are, God tells me, follow my laws. Do this or don't do that. Aval ha'amuna b'mtzioso yis'ala. But faith in God's existence. Shodia osa aleim. Aleinu ba'oso sumavosim. That God made known to us with signs and wonders of Egilu Yashchida and by revealing his divine presence leinenu to our eyes. Hu ha'ikar v'ashoresh. This is the root through which the mitzvahs were created. It's not counted in the calculation. The calculation of mitzvahs are things that God wants us to do. A prerequisite to us having to do his mitzvahs is what? Accepting as the king. That comes before all the mitzvahs. So it's according to the Bahag, it did not make his list. And then he cites this Mechilta. Amrulo, they said to him, Gzor lehem gzeros. Make decrees on them. Amar lahem lav kishikavu machusai exor lahem exeris. Only once they accept my kingship, they're not going to make decrees. I say kabbalah sabachos inyan bifnei atzmo. Accepting God as the king is one idea. Vamitzvos had exoris beito yisal miyanacher. And observing his mitzvos is something else. So the Bahag refers to, if Bahag says, believe in God is not a mitzvah, some refer to the Bahags as he would say that this idea of faith is what's called a hechsher mitzvah. What's a hechsher mitzvah?
Preparation.
A preparation for a mitzvah. What's an example of a hechsher mitzvah? Maybe building a sukkah, right? The mitzvah is to live in the sukkah, but when you build a sukkah, that's a preparation for the mitzvah of living in the sukkah. So Rav Soloveitchik referred to this idea of belief in God as a hechsher mitzvah. It's a preparation for all the mitzvahs. Okay, comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says, in his Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam wrote a lot of books. One of his books was a list of 613 mitzvos. And what's mitzvah number one? We are mitzvah number one. Ha-mitzvah rishonihi ha-tzivoy, asher tzivonu lahamin halokut, to believe, we are commanded to believe in the divine, v'hu shenamin sheisham ila v'siba. And we have to believe that there was a first cause, a primary cause, hu poel l'chol ha-nibtzaos, that he created, that this primary cause created everything. And what's the source for that? Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So the Rabbah believes that belief in God is a mitzvah. Okay. Now there's a slight problem with what the Rabbah says, because in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah, the Rabbah also wrote a code of Jewish law, where he tells you what all the laws are. And in his code of Jewish law, he says, Yesod ha-yesodos va'amud ha-chachmos leida she'esha matzli rishon. What's the difference in the Rambam's formulation? What's the difference in the Rambam's formulation in the Mishnah Torah versus the Sefer Mitzvos? What do you have to do according to what? What do you have to do in the Mishnah Torah? What do you have to do? In his code of Jewish law, what do you have to do?
Observe.
No, what do you have to do? What's the verb that you have to do? What's the difference in the verbs in the Sefer Mitzvos versus the verb in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah?
To know.
To know. What's the difference between to believe and to know?
Intellectualizing it versus...
Right.
I know plenty of stories that I don't believe.
You know plenty of stories that... That's just the opposite, no? You know stories that aren't true.
Yeah.
They're made up.
Right.
So you're saying... That's interesting. I think, generally speaking, right, you're... You know, people tell you stories, but to know something, that's fair. What's the difference between believing something is true and knowing something is true?
Believing,
and that's fair what you're saying.
Right.
But I think
you have to accept that there's some possibility that this is not
true. Right, right. And there seems to be, when it comes to knowing something is true, there has to be some level of certainty fact, how much you have to know, right? So there's this, so there seems to be this inconsistency between belief and knowing. And Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, in his Sefer Petach, so they, there are a lot of thinkers who sort of deal with this discrepancy. And so Rav Aaron Soloveitchik says, says there's no contradiction between the language of the Rabbah and the laws in Mishnah Torah and in the Book of Mitzvos. But there are klal, generally, ha-mitzvah shel anochi bikara hi. What's the mitzvah of anochi? Ladas, b'derech ha-muna, just to know by way of faith. Sheisha bori olam. You just have to have a way of faith that there is a creator. Amnam, however, b'nogeya la-nashim. But if you have people who are really wise, they have a moach, a brain, they're people of science, it's tzvuda, and understanding. They have the capabilities, that through proofs, again, I'm not saying that the proofs of the Rambam to the existence of God, maybe that we would necessarily agree, but the Rambam felt that people who have knowledge and who have understanding, who are really smart, that if you're a simple person, faith. But if you're really smart, you should try to work on proving the existence of God to feel with a greater sense of certainty. Unlike simple people, who aren't people of great understanding. Lo, I think the Rambam had certain proofs from science, which, you know, maybe people nowadays might disagree with. But lo rak she'eda mitzuvim ladas b'derech ha-mofes. A simple person is not that he's not. Not only is he not commanded to know through experimentation, adraba, just the opposite. If you're not so smart and you're not so capable, avera chabur hi ad mod lishtal ladas b'derech ha-mofes. It's a sin to try to understand, to believe, to try to know with certainty. Because if you're not capable, then it might turn you off the derech. That's just a question, right? Like, should you try to get to a point of knowledge to prove that God exists? So the way Rav Aaron Soloveitchik understands the Rambam is he says, for simple people, just have faith, right? For people who perhaps have the capability of coming to God and knowing God through proofs and, you know, statistics, whatever, different ways to prove God's existence. So that's a higher level, but not everyone should do it because it can turn you off the derech. Okay, that's one way of looking at it. There is another way of looking at this. This is Rav Joshua Abaru. He cites Rav Chaim Heller. He says this. He gives a technical answer. The Sefer Mitzvos is written in Judeo-Arabic, and as Rav Chaim Heller, in other words, the Rabbam wrote Sefer Mitzvos in Arabic. Ladino, and then it was translated into Hebrew. As Rav Chaim Heller points out in his annotation to Sefer Mitzvos, the original Arabic uses the verb itakad. Anyone here know Judeo-Arabic? Anyone take it in college or anything? No? High school? Elementary school? Kindergarten? No? Okay. So, right? So the word that the Rabbim said in Sefer Mitzvos is itakad, which is often translated as believe, but could just as well be translated as to know. The Hebrew term of the Mishnah Torah is leida, which is certainly is better rendered as to know. Rav Yosef Kapach, in his commentary, the Mishnah Torah, argues vigorously, based on other sources as well, that both texts should be understood as requiring to know that there is a first cause of everything, where knowledge is to be understood as a kind of philosophical apprehension that is far more firmly rooted than mere belief. So in other words, another way to answer the discrepancy is there's no real discrepancy. It's an incorrect translation from Arabic to Hebrew. But really the mitzvah is to try to know that God, to try to know that God exists. And in fact, I think if you say that the goal is to know that there's a God, so who do you have as an example? The Rambam believes that, who was that? Avram Avinu. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, writes, Kivan Shenigmal Eitan Zeh, he said, when Avram was weaned, Hischil Lishote Pedato, he started thinking about things. Vuhu Katan, he was a little boy. Vihischa Laksho. How old was Avram when he started believing in God, by the way?
Avram.
How old was Avram when he started believing in God? Anyone know?
Three.
Hey, maybe. Two. Okay, so one opinion is that he's three, and the Rambam doesn't agree with that, but that's one opinion. How, you know where they say that Avram was three? The Rashi, I think in Toldos, when Hashem turns to Yitzchak, and he says, Ekev Asher Shabbat Avraham Bikoli, Akev, that Avram listened to my voice, and they understand that Avram kept the whole Torah, whatever that means. But the gematria of Ayin Kuf Beis is 172. How long did Avram live to? 175. So he followed the Torah starting from when he was 3 for 172 years. That's a midrash. It's a midrash, and that is not the Rambam's position. So I'm saying, so some say he was 3 years old, and by what type of faith is that? Believe in God. If you find God when you're, if you believe in God when you're 3 years old, what kind of faith is that?
Simple belief.
What?
What are we calling that?
I'm saying if someone like has faith for when they're 3 years old, they say, you know, what kind of belief is that? Is that like a
simple?
It's a simple. Like, right, it's a simple. It's like a faith. It's not like a rigorously developed intellectual. You know, going through proofs. Does he? Does he not exist? It's basically you're brought up. You watch Uncle Moishe and you think, okay, Hashem is here, Hashem is there. You know, you're brought up with Jewish songs. You believe that God is there. That's the 3-year-old. The Rambam does not agree. The Rambam says that he starts wondering, Efshar Shia Gagal Azed Noi Tabi. How can the constellation, which I think was the sun, constantly, you know, be going around? Because I think back then they thought the sun revolved around the earth. Veloya Lo Manhig. And there's no one, like, what's keeping the sun in orbit? Now, again, he didn't. I don't know in the 12th century if they understood in terms of, you know, gravity or whatever, different you know, scientific principles keeping the earth, you know, the way it's working. But he's like, who's controlling that? But who's causing the earth, the sun to go around the earth? I mean, whatever. You know, it can't be that the Gagal, the planet, is going around itself. He didn't have a teacher. Velo modia. And Davar, no one informed. They didn't go to school. Elamushkab or Kasimid Ov de Kachavim Hatipshim. He was immersed in or Kasim among idolaters who were foolish. Vavivivo Vachalam Ovdim Vodazar Ovikhab. Everyone's worshipping the stars. But who? Oh, he, like, everyone said, oh, the stars, that's the most powerful constellation. He's like, well, let's keep the star up, right? Who Ovid Ibahem, and he's worshipping with them. Velibo Vishotein Umavid. And he's constantly thinking and trying to understand Achehashiv Derecha Ms. He finally came to the conclusion, the truth, that what? He realized there must be a God controlling everything. He's causing the constellation to go around. He created everything. And nothing is except for God. And he knew that the whole world is mistaken. And he knew that, why is the whole world mistaken? Because why? They're serving the stars and the constellations and the forms until they didn't realize the truth. Well, what happened? People first started worshiping God, and then they said, well, you know what? We can't see God. Let's worship the officers, the hosts, the stars and the moon. Then they forgot about God, only worshiped the stars. Ubed, how old was he? Arba'im Shana, he cared about his bro. He was 40 years old. So this is more of an intellectual way of coming to understanding of God. So one way you can understand is that's the goal. But I want to share two other approaches here. Rabbi Rosenzweig, in this article, he says the following. He says, the Rambam opens his magnum opus, the Mishnah Torah, by articulating the obligation to know God's existence. It is Sefer HaMitzvos, and it is enumeration of the 13 tenets of faith, the Perush HaMishnayos, the introduction to Perek HaChayelek, right? There are 13 principles of faith. He apparently formulates the central principle somewhat differently, accenting belief instead of knowledge. In other words, there are 3 sources of the Rambam. There is the Sefer HaMitzvos, which said to know, but maybe it means to believe, according to Rav Heller and Rav Kapach. There is the Rambam Mishnah Torah, which says to believe. But what about, there are 13 Animabims, and one of them is what? What's the first one? The God, what? Created the world. And what that's not knowledge. Ani ma'amin b'emunah shelev. That's a belief. So Rav Rosenzweig is saying that while this may resolve, the Rav Chaim Heller said, okay, maybe the Arabic term connotes either knowledge or belief. While this may resolve the potential conflict between Mishnah Torah and Sefer Mitzvot, it does not address the context in the context of the 30 principles of faith. The 30 principles of faith, that's belief. So what are you supposed to do? Knowledge or belief? What is it? What should we be doing?
But is it possible that when you say to know, it's not really knowledge?
What is
maybe
it?
To know, like, to have a relationship, like, yeah. Know somebody. Okay, good.
Yes, okay. We get there. Excellent. We're going to get. That's, I think, the key. We may suggest, based on Chaim Heller's insight, that the Rambam in all contexts demands a particularly rigorous set of emunah that transcends the conventional definition of either knowledge or belief. It's not simply knowledge or belief. What is it? A deep affirmation and deep-seated conviction. Amen? Right. Amen. Like when someone says something, what do you say? You say amen. What's amen? I agree, right? But what else is it? It's also loyalty, trust and reliance. Nemanut. What's nemanut? Kamachneman, right? No, you said also nemanut, loyalty. Intellectual awareness or even reasoned demonstration of divine existence is insufficient if it's unaccompanied by unswerving dedication, commitment to the divine will. Now, it's not simply knowledge. It's a sense of loyalty. I'm going to get to your point at the very end. What the Rav Rosenzweig is saying, the Rambam requires knowledge, belief, and it's much more. It's emuna is lahamin, is to wave a flag. I am God's loyal servant. Feeling connected, not simply, yeah, I believe it's true, but feeling that deep connection. Superficial and uncritical belief that is not rooted in inquiry and introspection and does not inspire one to channel all of one's faculties to manifest Hashem's presence. All your bones are saying, who is God? Like, you feel the sense of God is also inadequate. In Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam utilizes an intentionally ambiguous term to convey both cognizant and beliefs in a maximal integrated manner. In other words, what he's saying is, you got to know and you got to believe so that there's this constant feeling of connection to God. In fact, he says, the Ramban explicitly requires both knowledge and belief. The knowledge belief implicit in this mitzvah must redefine man's purpose. It's a just constant awareness of God. So basically we started off and we're asking again, the Bahag, Hechsher mitzvah. The Bahag simply says, it's not a mitzvah. It is a prerequisite for all the other commandments. The Rambam said it's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? The faith, you know, knowledge, belief. So if salvation, if Aaron Salvation says, well, it depends. It's for the simple people, faith. The more intellectual you are, more capabilities you have, but you try to know. But then we suggested maybe no, it's really, everyone holds to know. And maybe the goal is, now, on the one hand, the Rambam may say it's, you got to work hard, you got to think about it. The Rambam says Avram is someone who really got to the truth, and maybe that, intellectually, we have to achieve that. But Rabbi Rosenzweig says it's knowledge, belief, loyalty, nemanut. It's this feat. It's not a dry, cold, detached understanding of who God is. It's a feeling of connection. And Rav Hirsch, I believe, takes it even a little bit farther. And Rav Hirsch, in the very last story, says the following. He says, "Ha'emes ha'yesodis shel ha'avaya yehudis." The essence, the fundamental essence of being Jewish. Eina zu shani mamin b'mtziyut Hashem bechlal. It's not that I simply believe in God's existence. V'aflo zu shehu Hashem hu achad v'chabavad. It's not simply that God is one. Ela zu shehashem hu achad v'yachid elokei ha'met. But it's that God who is one, who is unique, hu elai. What does that mean? What's hu elai? He's mine. I have a relationship with him. Shehu bara v'yatzar oti. He created for me. He tzig oti al mamadi. He's fashioned me on my stature. V'hemid osi al chovati. He made me stand. You know, he holds me on. He holds me accountable. V'dain hu yotri ma'atzvi. He formed me. Notri midarch madrichi manali. He leads me also. V'lozos emunatzi. Shani kashur ela ketotzar mikre shel hishtal shalut revot sibot shebalam abriya. And not simply tied to him like the continuation of thousands of causes in the world of creation. Shehu haya la siba rishana lifnei arba alfei torot. That there was this initial cause, thousands of years ago, and led to another cause, another cause, another cause. I'm just simply a chain in that. Elazo shekol nishima nishima. For chol rego rego shel haviati. Every breath and every mode of my existence. Matat bilti emsa'it hi shel gvurta v'chasto. Every aspect is a gift. It comes through God's strength and kindness. V'shalai lahatish kol rega v'rega mechayai b'hovel v'atid l'avodotah bilvad. That I have to devote, dedicate every moment of my life to God's service. Lashon ocher, another way of understanding this. Lo hayidia al metziyot Hashem ha'ikar. The main thing is not, okay, I believe that God exists. That's nice. Ella hakara vodashu elai, but the recognition and the gratitude that he has to me. V'hu levado tomeko ali, he supports me. V'hu levado mechonenes masedai, he fashions, prepares what I'm going to do. He helps me do what I'm going to do. Kenegen mitzvahs anochi Hashem Elokecha, yeshrak mana echad. Opposite the mitzvah of anochi Hashem Elokecha, there is one cry, atalokai, you're my God. Umahu hayisodi. What's the basis? What's the basis that we have this relationship, that God guides my every breath, that he's involved in my life, that he didn't simply create me and say goodbye and do what you want, but he's involved with me on a day-to-day basis? What is the foundational event that speaks to this very essence? HaKatuv batzbi al yitzias mitzrayim ke'uvdat yisod. Anokhe Hashem Elokecha, now to create the world, but what? I took you out of Egypt. I was involved in your lives. I was involved in your lives. She'osa ra'inu b'mo einenu. We saw with our very own eyes. Ve'uv dezu shtei b'chino. There are two aspects to it. Asher tzitzich b'erit tzitzich. He took us out of Egypt. Ve'chein v'beis avadim. And from the house of slaves. B'b'china rishona, the first aspect. Hitkala Hashem ketomek oraleinu. Hashem supports our lot, our future, uvashnia, and the second, kana osanu la'avadav, he acquired us as his servants. Umikan ve'ela kol ma'asei yadenu mesurim lehana tobavad. On the one hand, he will support us. On the other hand, we're his servants, and everything we do has to be in order, you know, everything is given to serve Hashem. And I think maybe you can argue that, this is why we say in the first Dibra, I have Hashem, your God, who took you out of Egypt. The God, because what's really this mitzvah of faith? The mitzvah of faith is to feel that God is ever present in our lives. It's not just this feeling of loyalty to God, but it's more than that. Like he said, he is not something knowledge, belief, but to feel that he is part of our lives. And the mitzvah is to feel that and develop that throughout our lives. That God runs the world on a daily basis and he is constantly involved in our existence. And so therefore, the Bahag will say, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, it's a belief, if you think about it like this way, according to the Bahag, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, the first Dibra, is belief that will lead to observance. According to the Rambam, it's the exact opposite, by the way. Our observance will lead to the belief. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah of belief in God is not a one-time shot. It's a lifelong journey. And the more the key to faith, to building the faith, is through the mitzvos. It's the mitzvos that lead to the faith. How are we going to develop this feeling that God is truly our God? The better we daven, the more we learn, the more mitzvos that we do, we strengthen our emunah muscles. We strengthen the mitzvos that we do is an attempt to strengthen those emunah muscles and to build up our faith. And again, it's not simply an intellectual knowledge, but I think it's more than that. It's this deep awareness and feeling of connection. And that, again, according to Bahag, it's a one-time thing, a basis. But the Rambam, I think, is something which is a lifelong goal, that again, the mitzvos are, it's a mitzvah to do mitzvos, but the mitzvos are a means for this lifelong goal of emunah.